The Oscar nominations are out this morning, and now you know what your homework is before the Oscars are actually announced. The musical La La Land leads with 14 nominations. And joining us live, breaking down all of this, our WTOP entertainment editor, Jason Fraley. Let's talk about La La Land, because we have seen that it did well in the Golden Globes.
Right.
It is clearly a picture that is getting a lot of recognition for the Oscars here. What makes it so cool?
Yeah, it tied All About Eve and Titanic for the most ever with 14. Now, I don't know if I'd put it in All About Eve's category. That is one of my favorite movies of all time, and it's amazing. But I really do love La La Land. Ever since I saw it in October, I've been raving about it. I know lately you've sort of seen, I guess, like every year, the front runner, the backlash against the front runner by some people that saw it after all the hype and said, yeah, I liked it, but you know, I don't know about Best Picture. SNL did a hilarious skit on that over this past weekend. Where they interrogated someone that said that had the gall to say they liked La La Land but didn't love it. But I absolutely love
them. You did that with me.
Yeah. It's a debate that we've all been having. But I honestly think that, you know, after you get through all the, you know, the vibrant song and dance, I think there, if you watch it multiple times, I've seen it six times already, including IMAX.
Wow.
But I think there's a lot more to it than you think. There's even a scene where the camera plunges into the pool at that Hollywood party. Through and as Emma Stone walks through the snow and it jumps in the pool, well, that's foreshadowing her big audition where she's singing about her aunt in Paris taking the risk, jumping into the River Seine, and there's like a lot of cool tie-ins that you notice when you see it again.
But
it's not a total cerebral movie. It hits you in the gut too.
The
ending with the wraparound. I love it. Can't say enough about it.
Okay, so do me a favor and talk about who the nominees are for Best Actor and Best Actress.
Yes. So I know the past couple years we've had the whole, you know, Oscars so white controversy. The last 2 years where not many, you know, there wasn't much diversity in the acting categories. And the Academy took some steps to address that this year. And this year we have six black actors and actresses nominated in those categories this year. We have Viola Davis and Denzel Washington
Perfect.
For Fences. Viola's a lock. I know we were talking, me and Mike, that we hope Denzel should win for Fences. We won him over Casey Affleck. That movie was too depressing.
Yes.
Manchester was too depressing for me. We also have Mahershala Ali and Naomi Harris for Moonlight, Octavia Spencer for Hidden Figures, which was the uplifting movie about the NASA, you know, the Hidden Figures there. You also had Ruth Negga for Loving. So that the diversity thing was addressed with six nominees in the acting categories this year.
Good to see.
That's good movement. All right, Jason's going to have lots of stuff online. All on this, make sure you go to WTOP.com, our entertainment page, our entertainment editor, Jason Fraley with us here. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, guys.